This is it.
这是最后一堂了。
How many of you are tired? Let me
see. 我们中间有谁已经感觉很疲倦了？
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, the last meeting, the job of the speaker is to try to keep everybody awake.
所以讲员呢，讲最后一堂信息，他的责任就是要让大家都还醒着，不要睡着。
Now I've lowered the bar a little bit. My expectation is 2/3 awake.
现在呢，我就想大概三分之二的人可以醒着就好了。
But I do really pray that God will speak to our hearts tonight.
但是我真的是祷告，希望今天晚上主再一次对我们说话。
As Pastor David prayed, it's not a story from the book of Nehemiah. It's lessons to be learned and applied to our hearts today.
就像刚刚大卫弟兄祷告的，我们不是只是在看旧约里的一个故事，而是希望主能够对我们说话。
Before we read from Nehemiah chapter 4, I want to say thank you to everyone.
在我们读尼希米记第四章之前，我要再一次的感谢大家。
Again, your kindness, your hospitality, your friendships, they mean so much to us.
谢谢你们对我的所有的关爱，还有对我给我的友谊，还有大家都对我这么好，非常的感谢。
I speak for, I'm sure, my son and Tiffany, and thanking you for all of your gracious, whatever it was that you extended towards us these days.
我代表我自己，还有我的儿子媳妇，向大家感谢。
I've come I think it said in the handbook 26 years.
我来到这个教会已经26年了。
26 years ago, I would have played basketball this afternoon.
26年前，当我来的时候，我还可以跟年轻人打篮球。
No more.
Wow, you never know.
See, that's why I give it back to her sometimes, because it goes both ways. No, Yes, time has elapsed. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
是的，时间过得很快，我们得救现今比那个时候更近了。
And I don't take for granted that I'll be here next year again. I mean, if the Lord tarries, and if I live long enough, and if you invite me to come again. But those are three big ifs.
所以我并不是把每一次都能够来这里当作理所当然的。如果主延迟还没有回来，而且我还活到明年的时候，而且那个时候我就或许可以回来。
So last night we looked at the first three chapters of Nehemiah.
所以昨天晚上我们看了尼希米记前三章。
And if the theme of the conference is rise up and build, I was interested last night that we rise up.
所以我们的特会的题目是要起来，来吧，起来，我们一起建造。昨天晚上我们看见了起来。
Nehemiah saw the need, heard about the need.
尼希米看见了，而且听见了这个需要。
And something rose up in Nehemiah.
所以在他的心里就起来了。
It was something that God did for him. It wasn't Nehemiah. God rose something up in Nehemiah, and he became indignant about the situation back in Jerusalem.
是神把一个东西放在尼希米的里面，所以他对当时耶路撒冷的情况非常的气愤。
He found his opportunity to go back after several months. He went back, saw the situation firsthand, and then he had to find helpers.
所以他祷告了几个月之后，他有了一个机会能够回到耶路撒冷，而且他需要寻找帮助。
So he tried to incite some of the other men that he was with to let's rise up and build together.
所以他找了一些他的犹太人，他说我们一起来建造吧。
And the Spirit of God did something for them too, and motivated them and activated them to begin to want to accomplish the work that God had given them to do.
而这些人呢，圣灵也在他们里面激励了他们要一起来建造。
Now one thing that we kind of skipped over last night, it's in the second chapter, and it's in verse 10.
昨天晚上呢，我们跳过了一段，就是第二章的第十节。
I purposefully skipped over it last night.
昨天我特别有意的要跳过这个第十节。
Because it fits perfectly with chapters 4, 5, and 6.
因为这第十节呢，跟后来的第四五六章是连在一起的。
As soon as Nehemiah got these friends of his to say, "Come, let's build."
当尼西米跟他的朋友一起说，来吧，我们一起建造。
And they all rose up together and decided, we're going to do this job and we're going to work for the Lord.
然后他们一起就说，我们要一起来建造，我们一起要来服事主。
As soon as that happened, you find there's opposition.
当他们这样子一开始的时候呢，就遭遇了阻力。
I don't know where these men came from, but Sanballat and Tobiah and some of the Ammonite officials heard about what these men were thinking to do, and they were very much disturbed that someone had come to promote the welfare of the Israelites.
我不知道这些人从哪里来的，但是何伦人、参巴拉并为奴的亚门人多比亚听见了有人来为以色列人求好处，就甚恼怒。
Last night there were many of us and many of you that rose up and came forward and declared your desire to build in the work of God.
昨天晚上有许多的弟兄姐妹，我们决定要起来，一起来建造，来成就神的工作。
But we must also understand that we have an adversary.
但是我们同时必须要明白，我们有一个仇敌。
And anytime, anybody, any place wants to build the kingdom of God, you will find you have a fight on your hands.
不管任何人在任何的地方，有人只要起来想要建造神的国度，这个时候就会有拦阻和抵挡。
In Nehemiah's case, the opposition was flesh and blood.
在尼希米记里我们看见的这些仇敌呢，它是有血肉的，是血肉之体。
But behind the flesh and blood, behind Sanballat and Tobiah and the others, was a spirit.
但是在这些血肉之体，在这些人参巴拉多比亚之后，却是有一个灵。
It's a spirit that is anti-Christ.
这个灵呢，是抵挡基督的灵。
That anti-Christ spirit is still prevalent in the world today.
而那个抵挡基督的灵今天仍然在这个世界上运行。
Anything that opposes the work of God and Jesus Christ is anti or against Christ.
任何一个灵是抵挡神的，抵挡耶稣基督的，就是这个敌基督的灵。
And we are in a conflict and in a battle.
因为我们其实一直在一个持续的征战里面。
Paul says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, but we are in a conflict and we need to be outfitted with weaponry.
保罗说我们所征战的兵器不是属血肉的，而是属灵气的，要能够攻破一切坚固的营垒。
Now you noticed in the second chapter, it said that these men they were disturbed, they were greatly disturbed about all this.
所以在第二章我们就看见这些人呢，他们就甚恼怒。
Yeah, I think there might be opposition to the thought of expanding the kingdom of God and the work of God in you, in Santa Clara, in SVCA, or wherever it might be.
所以任何时候，当我们想要我们的度量要扩大，不管我们是个人、我们教会 SVCA 或是这个城市的时候，就会有拦阻。
The good news is, although we have opposition, the opposition has already been defeated.
那但是有一个好消息，就是虽然我们会有仇敌，我们会有抵挡的，但是仇敌已经失败了。
It's kind of an interesting scenario that we face.
所以我们所面临的其实是一个非常有意思的情况。
It's what the Lord said to Joshua when he went into the land of Canaan.
就像神对当约书亚要进迦南的时候，神对他说
，The outcome is guaranteed. The outcome has already been settled.
当时他们要进去迦南地，但是神说这个结局已经定了。
The victory has been won.
而且这个得胜已经赢得了。
But now what you need to do is go into the land, and you need to put your feet down on that ground and take the victory by fighting and defeating the adversaries.
但是呢，你必须要把你的脚踏进那个地方，而且要征战，然后得着这个属于你的得胜。
And the Lord expects that of us.
那神也是这样子的期盼我们去做。
As he expected that of Nehemiah.
也同样的期盼尼希米去做。
But thank God for you and for me, whether it be personal or any other venue, Jesus Christ is victor.
但是好消息是对，不管是对你和我，不管我们面临什么的征战，这个耶稣基督已经得胜了。
In Revelation, it says that the devil knows that his time is short. He knows that he is the defeated foe.
在 在启示录那边说到，这仇敌呢，他知道他的时间已经不多了，因为他已经被打败了。
And so he goes around and makes war against the people of God and the church of Jesus Christ.
所以他到处呢就抵挡敌对神的百姓和神的教会。
And with Nehemiah here, it started small, very small.
在尼希米记我们看见这样子的抵挡刚开始的时候还是小型的
Nehemiah didn't feel it, he didn't see it, it wasn't lashing out at him.
当时呢尼希米却看不清楚不是很明显的
The enemy was just disturbed, upset.
因为最开始呢因为尼希米是看不见的因为这些仇敌呢他们就是心里不高兴恼怒了
You ever see a dog like that?
你有看过狗生气的样子吗
I mean, they haven't yet bitten you.
这个狗呢它还没有咬你。
But I look at some dogs, I look at their face, they look upset.
但是有一些狗我看见它的脸就觉得它们好像在生气的样子。
They look grumpy or mean, nasty.
看起来很生气很不友善。
I cross the street.
当我们过马路的时候。
I don't want anything to do with them.
我就赶快过马路，我不想靠近他们。
But they can get worse than that. Then they go.
然后这个狗呢，它可能就会更气了，它就开始叫。
Yeah, they go like that. They growl.
然后就开始叫起来了。
And then they bite.
然后就开始咬人。
And they go from bad to worse.
所以他们呢，就从生气到更越来越糟糕。
And the enemy does that, and does that in this story with Nehemiah.
So, in Nehemiah's story, the enemy is like this.
So, we pick up the story in chapter 4. They start to work, and they get all these guys working in different various places along the wall.
So, in the 4th chapter, we can see that everyone starts to build in different places.
And so in chapter 4, when Sanballat hears that they were rebuilding the wall, he becomes angry and was greatly incensed, and then he starts to ridicule the Jews.
在第四章开始，我们就看见参巴拉听见我们修造城墙，就发怒，大大恼恨，嗤笑犹大人。
What do they think they're doing? They're going to build this in a day. They'll never do it. They'll never make their sacrifices here. And just starts to belittle them and ridicule them and deride them and open his big mouth and make sure that they hear what he's saying and hope that they stop.
这时候他们所做的呢就是开始嗤笑。他们就嗤笑说这些软弱的犹大人做什么呢要保护自己吗要献祭吗要一日成功吗要从土堆里拿出火烧的石头来吗他想要这样子的来让他们停止。
That was Sanballat, and then Tobiah chimes in. He says, yeah, what do they think they're doing? If somebody climbed on top of the wall that they're building, the wall would fall right down again.
然后多比亚呢，他更说，他们所造的石墙就是狐狸上去也必刺倒。
It's not worth doing this. You can't do it.
换句话说，这个是不值得建造的城。
And then it says in verse 4, hear us, O our God, for we are despised.
第四节。我们就看见他们的祷告，他说：“我们的神啊，求你垂听，因为我们被藐视。”
Nehemiah goes on to pray and he asks God to intervene, hear their insults, turn it back on their own heads.
所以尼希米就回去向神祷告，说：“你看见这个，把他们的毁谤归到他们的头上吧。”
Here's a principle that you learn in Nehemiah's life, and it's a principle that you learn in the Word of God.That when you are confronted with the adversary, you don't go out there and try to slug it out. You go to your knees and you pray.
在这里，我们看见尼希米教导我们一个原则，也是神的话告诉我们的原则，就是当我们碰到仇敌攻击的时候，我们不直接跟着对着仇敌干，我们要回到神的面前祷告。
Prayer changes things.
因为祷告可以改变事情。
Because the God that we pray to is an almighty God who hears prayer.
因为我们祷告的神是全能的神，是至高的神，他垂听祷告。
If you don't pray, you're not going to get very far in building.
如果我们不祷告，我们不可能建造什么。
We already noted yesterday that Nehemiah was a man of prayer.
昨天我们已经看到尼希米是一个祷告的人。
Short prayers, long prayers, right on the spot in front of the king kind of prayers. But he prayed and he prayed and he prayed.
他可以祷告的短的祷告、长的祷告，在神面前祷告，在跟王讲话的时候祷告，他就是祷告、祷告、祷告。
He just committed it all to God.
所以他把一切都交给神。
He really believed that God would take care of him.
他真的相信神会照顾他。
And so as he prayed this prayer and he asked the Lord to intervene, he says in the sixth verse, so we also rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half the height.
那他祷告呢，求神来参与，来伸手，然后他说这样，我们修造城墙，城墙就联络高至一半。
And the people worked with all their hearts.
因为百姓专心做工。
So there's a lot going on here.
所以在这里我们看见很多的事情同时在发生。
We're building, the adversaries are squawking, and we're not going to stop though. We haven't let it hinder us, but throw into the mix. We have to bathe this whole effort with prayer.
所以我们看见一方面我们在建造，另外一方面我们有仇敌在拦阻，但是这其中呢，我们还需要祷告。
Now that is how you or I are going to get anywhere in our Christian life.
所以这也是你和我，如果我们要在这边在跟随主的路上，我们所需要做的。
If we're going to build the kingdom of God, it's going to be first of all on our knees.
如果我们想要建造神的国度，首先我们必须跪在神的前面。
You don't fight the flesh with flesh.
因为我们不是与属血气的征战，我们不是用属血气跟他们征战。
You don't fight Sanballat with giving it back to him because you're smarter than him and you can.Use your tongue just as wickedly as he can use his.
当参巴拉毁谤的时候，我们不是也同样用我们的舌头来对骂？
Of course, these are hard lessons to learn.
但是这些是不容易的功课。
Because the natural tendency might be for us to rise up and give him a piece of our own mind.
因为我们天然人的反应呢，就是也想要跟他们一样来告诉他们我们的想法。
Some of you have given away so many pieces of your own mind that you don't have very many.Pieces left.
有些人呢，我们所心里所想的全部都骂出来了，脑子里已经没有在什么东西。
Oh, what peace we often forfeit! Oh, what needless pain we bear!
因为有的时候我们失去了我们的平安屡屡丧失。
Anybody know the rest?
你知道剩下来的吗
？All because we do not carry.Why are you getting there? All because we do not carry everything. You understand what everything means?
所以呢，我们的平安屡屡丧失，都是因为我们没有把这些都带到主恩面前求。
And so when you get into the next to do with the adversary,
所以下一次，当我们又要想要反击的时候
，when there are taunts and ridicule or making fun of and calling you names and verbally being persecuted.
不管是他们是用口来讥笑我们、嘲笑我们、毁谤我们。
Maybe then we should take out the old songs that talk about being like Jesus.
或许我们要想到这些古老的诗歌，我们要如何来像主耶稣。
Because when Jesus was reviled, he reviled not again.
因为我们的主耶稣他被骂不还口。
When they said stuff and things about him, he just committed it all to his father and.
当人毁谤他的时候，他就把一切的都交给父神。
And so, as the story then unfolds in the seventh verse, Sanballat, Tobiah, and the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's wall had gone ahead, that the gaps were being closed. They were, now we up it a little bit, they were very angry.
第七节，参巴拉、多比亚、亚伯尔。亚拉伯人、亚门人、亚士图人听见修造耶路撒冷城墙着手进行堵塞破裂的地方，就甚发怒。
And they all plotted to come together and to fight against Israel.
大家同盟要来攻击耶路撒冷，使城内扰乱。
And to stir up trouble against it.
要使城内扰乱。
So the attacks are getting fiercer.
所以我们看见这里的攻击就越来越猛烈。
First, it was just a lot of talk.
刚开始呢，只是嘴巴上在说。
Now they're so incensed that they want to come and fight.
那现在他们这么的发怒，他们想要来实际的攻击。
They want to do damage, physically do damage to some of the people.
所以他们就是想要来攻击、破坏一些人。
Now I'm not so concerned about the physical damage that the enemies are going to do to me. I'm more concerned about the spiritual damage that they can do to me.
那至于我们呢？我们最要注意的就是在灵里被仇敌的破坏。
So at this juncture, half the church, their answer to this is let's hide.
那这个时候呢，就有一半的人呢就会说，让我们躲起来吧。
Let's crawl under the bed or the pews.
或是我们可以躲在这个椅子底下。
Let's make sure that let's not do the work. Let's just hold on for a little while.The Lord wants us to use our brains.
或许有的人就说，我们现在就开始不要出声了。神要我们用我们的脑子。
He does want us to use our brains, but He has commissioned us to rise up and build.
是的，神是要用我们的脑子，但是他同时要叫我们兴起，起来建造。
And so Nehemiah is faced with some decisions to make, and so are his friends faced with the same decisions.
所以这个时候呢，尼希米跟他的朋友呢，他们就面临了，他们需要做一个选择。
In verse 9, you find again, but we prayed to our God, and we posted a guard by day and night to meet the threat.
所以第九节我们又看见，他说，然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故，就派人看守，昼夜防备。
So we're going to be vigilant.
所以我们要看守，我们要。
We're going to be sober.
我们要警醒。
We're going to watch.
我们要警醒看守。
We're not just going to pray, but we're going to be vigilant and watch. But we are also going to pray.
我们不是只是单单祷告而已，我们要派人看守，昼夜防备。而且我们不是只是派人看守，昼夜防备而已，我们还要祷告。
Don't expect.The Lord to do things for you that He expects you to do for yourself.
如果这个事情是神要我们做的，我们就不能期盼神帮我们完成。
And what I can do by the grace of God, I should do to protect and to watch and to keep vigilance.
所以我们可以做的呢，就是我们要起来看守、保护、派人防备。
Watch what you allow to enter into your mind.
我们要看守。是什么东西会进到我们
的心里 Philippians gives us some help and says these are the things you should be thinking about.
所以这些事情是我们需要思想的
Watch where you go and the places that you frequent and visit because the birds of a feather do flock together.
因为我们要小心我们的脚带我们到什么地方去
Lord help us to keep watch over our lips and our mouths and what we say.
主啊也帮助保守我们的口注意我们说的话
But Lord, at the same time, we bring it to you and we pray that you will watch over and protect and keep.
但是同时呢，我们也要带到神的面前，求神来保护我们。
And so Nehemiah posted a guard outside.
所以尼希米呢，他就派人看守，昼夜防备。
And here they were with their sword or with their weaponry and getting ready for a fight.
所以他们也带上了武器，准备征战。
But they're also praying.
但是他们还是祷告。
And now this is a tough situation.
这是一个很困难的环境。
Not easy. It's not easy for Nehemiah, but I'm not so much concerned with Nehemiah. I'm more concerned with me and you and us.
这是一个不容易的环境，但是我担心的还不是尼希米，而是你和我所面临的环境。
We are in a tough situation in this world.
我们今天在这个世上，我们所面临的环境也是非常的艰难。
Let's go back to review.Do you think the world is broken? Yeah.
你觉得这世界上这个世界破碎了吗？是的。
And because it is, we are in an untoward environment. Wherever we live, West Coast, East Coast, Wrong Coast, West, whatever.
就是因为这个世界是一个破碎的，所以不管我们是住在哪里，是西岸，是东岸，我们都面临了一个非常艰难的环境。
And every day, wherever you are, I don't care where you go, I don't care if you stay in your house, every day there's an enemy that would like to steal, kill, and destroy.
所以每一天，仇敌就是想要来偷窃、杀害和毁坏。不管我们在哪里，就算你躲在自己的家里。
And we need to be on our guard.
所以我们必须要警醒看守。
And so to get through the world that we live in is like walking through a minefield.
所以好像我们经过这个世界呢，其实就好像走那个地雷阵一样。
We got to be careful.
我们必须要小心。
But we have to know that God is with us.
但是同时我们也要知道神与我们同在。
And if God be for us, who can be against us?
神如果是帮助我们的，谁能抵挡我们呢
？And what a mighty God we serve.
我们所侍奉的是永生全能神。
And the victory is a given.
而且得胜已经
Jesus
已经
won.
耶稣已经得胜了。
And by his grace, we then can enter into the victory that he has procured for every one of us.
所以这因着神的恩典，我们今天也能够进入耶稣基督所为我们每一个人迎来的得胜。
So you have a few people, a minority of the people around, and they're building the wall, and they're working together, and the walls are going up, and you're about at the halfway juncture.
所以在这里我们看见这些人呢就开始建造这个城墙，慢慢的建了差不多一半高。
And now all of a sudden your strongest men, or some of the strongest men, Judah, the tribe of Judah.
所以突然呢，这他所有最有勇力的人呢，就是犹大支派的人。
Judah comes knocking on the door of Nehemiah one afternoon.
所以有一天下午呢，犹大支派的人呢就来到尼希米家里来敲门。
How's it going? How's it going out there, Judites?
他说：“犹大人啊，你们好吗
？”Not so good.
不太好。
The strength of the laborers is giving out.
因为他说我们力气已经衰败。
There is so much garbage out there, so many broken down bricks and stones and more. It's terrible. We can't get anywhere.
他说灰土甚多，台行人的力气已经衰败了，我们没法再下去了。
Nehemiah, let me tell you, we can't do this.
他说尼希米亚，我们不能建造城墙。
We cannot rebuild the wall.
我们不能建造城墙。
I mean, my enemies are bad enough, but now I have my best friends.
所以尼希米所碰见的，先是他所遇见的仇敌，现在他最好的朋友，他的勇士。
Now I'm not going to blame those men from Judah. They were just exclaiming and expressing what they felt.
我们在这里呢，不能怪这些犹大人，他们不过就是说出了他们真实的情况。
We're tired. We're weak.
疲倦了，他们疲倦了，软弱了。
This rebuilding stuff, you know, we stood up and came forward, and we were all gung ho. But this is tough.
重建城墙的这件事，当初我们是兴致勃勃的加入，但是这实在是一个非常艰难的工程。
Clearing out the rubble, I can't even lift those stones. We can't do this. We've tried. We've tried. Our strength is gone.
这些灰土这么多，我们已经试了，但是实在。做不下去了。
Maybe there's someone here even tonight that feels that way.
或许我们当中今天晚上有些人就是这样的感觉。
You're not Sanballat, Tobiah. You're not one of the enemies.
你不是像仇敌，你不是仇敌，不是参巴拉，不是多比亚。
You're one of God's people, but truth be told, you don't know that you can keep on.
你其实是神的百姓，但是说实在的。你可能觉得我可能持续坚持不下去了。
I want to build up my character, the inner man. I want my life to be like Jesus wants it to be, but I've got so much rubbish in there. I can't believe all the garbage.
我真的很想建造，我很想建造我这个人的品格像耶稣一样，但是灰土甚多，实在做不下去。
I'll never be able to do this.
我不觉得我有一天可以完
成。To be changed in His image, to be built inwardly, to have the character and the nature and the beauty of Jesus, I can't do it.
要我建造我里面，让我的可以有耶稣的荣美和性格，实在太不可能了。
Or maybe it's just not personally, but maybe it's the call that God has placed in your life, in your heart.
或许不是我们内在的建造，或许是神所给我们的一个呼召。
Called me to be a deacon, and I said, "Yes, Lord, I'll be the deacon." And I stood and knelt, and we prayed. And maybe 6 months from now, some of you deacons will be saying, "Well, I didn't know it was going to be like this."
或许神呼召你来做一个执事，你就在这里跪下来了，你也被按立了，祷告了。但是可能六个月以后，你会想说，我为什么要加入这个服事？
Or maybe you Sunday school teachers.
或是我们是主日学的老师
or maybe whatever it is, maybe you work in the audiovisual department, or maybe you serve with music, and I can't do this anymore, I'm tired.
或是我们在多媒体的服事里面，或是我们在敬拜团队，可能你觉得疲倦了。
And verse 11, also at the same time, now our enemy said, before they know it or see us, we'll be right there among them and we'll kill them.And put an end to the work.
更糟糕的是在第十一节，我们的敌人且说，就在这个时候他说，趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间杀他们，使工作止住。
This is enough to make anybody quit.
这个足以叫所有的人都想放弃。
Now they're trying to kill us.
因为现在他们要来杀我们。
Our own men are turning away and they're saying they can't go on anymore. And so our numbers are going to dwindle. They're not increasing. They're going the wrong way.
我们自己的人呢，他们力气衰败，所以能够做工的人已经大大减少。
12th verse, it says, And the Jews who lived near then came and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they're going to attack us.
12节说，那靠近敌人居住的犹大人10次从各处来见我们，说你们必要回到我们那里。
And I could almost see Nehemiah scrambling around like, Oh Lord, help, I don't know what, Lord, help.
我可以想象尼希米现在呢，到处都是需要，他会说，主啊，帮助我，帮助我。
I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points at the wall at the exposed places, posting them by their families with their swords, with their spears, with their bows. And after I looked things over, I stood up and then I spoke to the nobles, to the officials, and to the rest of the people.
所以呢，尼希米在这里就说，我使百姓各按宗族拿刀、拿枪、拿弓，站在城墙后面低洼的空处。我查看了，就起来对贵族官长和其余的人说。
In the midst of the darkest night, in the most difficult of situations and predicaments, this is Nehemiah's reaction.
这就是尼希米在面对最深的黑暗、最大的困难的时候，他的反应。
He looks at his men, he looks at Judah, he looks at all the others, and he says, number one, don't be afraid.
所以他面对着犹大支派，他面对着这些官长贵族，他说，不要惧怕，第一件事情，不要惧怕。
Don't be afraid.
不要怕他们。
They're coming down the mountain to kill us. They're after us. They don't want us to live anymore. 10 times over from this direction, I don't know. Don't be afraid.
他们，你在开玩笑吗？你说不要怕他们。他们可能人数超过我们10倍，而且他们是从山上来，就是要来杀我们的。
They tell me 365 times in the Bible it says fear not.
在圣经里面365处。讲到不要害怕。
If there are 365 times, I still don't think it means what I'm going to say now, but could it be one every day?
当然我相信这不是那个意思，但是如果圣经里面有365处说不要害怕，可能一处帮助我们一天过。
You know why the Lord said that so much in the Old Testament and in the New Testament?
你知道
why it's repeated 365 times?
你知道神为什么这说这么多遍，在旧约里面说，在新约里面说，一共说了365次呢？
Because even the best of God's people, who He has chosen to do the greatest work and laid the burden upon them, and they've risen up to the call, even They are subject to fear.
因为就是在神所拣选的人当中，就算是那些最大能的勇士，被神召出来做大事的，他们也都会害怕。
The Lord said to Joshua, "Fear not."
神对约书亚说，不要害怕。
You're taking a couple million Jews into the promised land where the enemies are big and they've got 6 toes on each foot and they've got giants in that land. Fear not.
神说你要带着这几百万的百姓进入迦南地，在迦南有巨人，他们的手指头脚趾头有6个，但是不要害怕。
Mary, I know you're just a teenage girl and now you've got a child you're pregnant with, but you've never had relationships with a man and the child is in you by the Holy Spirit. Just tell that to everybody that you meet and don't be afraid.
神对玛利亚说，你这只是一个十几岁的女孩子，说你要怀孕，虽然说她从来没有结过婚，但是你要怀孕，但是你要告诉人家这是圣灵让你怀孕的，但是你不要害怕。
And we could go on and on with David and with Daniel and with everybody else that God placed a burden upon their lives, called them to accomplish something for Him, and almost to every one of them, the Lord says, "But don't be afraid."
我们故事可以继续的说下去，像大卫，像 但以理，神呼召他们去做大事情，他们也这样子回应了，但是神都是告诉他们不要害怕。
But it's not just don't be afraid, it's don't be afraid because I am with you.
但是神说的不是只是单单说不要害怕，而是说不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我从来不会丢弃你，也不会离弃你。
So that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid what man will do to me.
所以你可以说，神是我的帮助，我不害怕人。
Next time you're tempted to fear.
所以下一次当我们感觉到我们受试探要开始害怕的时候
with the paralyzing fear because the men around you are quitting and the enemies are encroaching but yet you hear echoing in the back of your head fear not, I am with you
当仇敌在你旁边要攻击你而你最好的人都已经想要放弃的时候你要听见后面有声音对你说不要害怕因为我与你同在
and the people of God in Judah needed Nehemiah
而当时呢神的百姓还有犹大族他们是需要尼希米的
And you and I from time to time in our lives and maybe for many times in our lives will need the help of others
因为同时你和我在生命中多少次我们也需要别人的帮助
To encourage us, to admonish us, to inspire us
来鼓励我们来开导我们来激励我们
Don't be afraid of them, remember the Lord who is great and awesome
不要害怕他们，要纪念主是大而可畏的。
Remember how our God never failed. You know that one? Maybe I don't know it too well either.
我大概也不记得了。
But there's a song like that, right, Tim? Is there a song like that? It's not quite, no. It's a little sketchy the way I'm doing it. How does it go?Do you know which one I'm thinking of? Go ahead.
It says, remember how our God has never failed, never failed us.
Do you know that one?
我们要记得我们的神
Remember how our God has never failed. Come on, Pastor Dave.
没有人知道怎么唱。
Well, listen, I don't know the song. He knows it, he's not giving it up, but
我也不知道这个歌。
That our God has never failed, never failed us.
要记得我们的神从来不误事，他们从来不会误了我们。
Now here's one back in my day. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails.Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails. I'm not expecting you to do that.
歌的意思，他的歌词的意思是说，耶稣从来不误事，耶稣从来不误事。
Our God is awesome.
我们的神大而可畏。
Our God is able.
他也能。
Our God is for us.
而且他是帮助我们的。
And I need a Nehemiah every once in a while to whisper in my ear, Ernie, wake up, come on, stop being so scared.
我也常常的需要有像尼希米这样子的人对我耳边说话。Ernie, 起来起来，不要害怕。
The giant is 9 feet 9 inches tall with armor from head to toe.
但是我会说，但是我面前面对的巨人他是9尺9寸高，而且从头到脚都穿戴了军装。
That was the problem with all Saul's army back there on the other side of the valley, knocking knees and look how big he is.
这就是扫罗王当初的军队，他们所面对哥利亚的时候的感觉，他们全身发抖。
David never saw Goliath as a giant. He never says, "Oh, Goliath, a giant, Goliath, the warrior, Goliath, the big look." He never looks at him as a big, 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 big.
但是大卫他从来不会看着哥利亚就觉得他是一个巨人，一个大能的勇士，一个很大很大很大的人。
When David looks at Goliath, he says that uncircumcised Philistine.
当大卫他看见哥利亚的时候，他说那个未受割礼的非利士人。
And that uncircumcised Philistine is a defeated foe because he might be 9 feet 9, but God is 9 feet 10.
但是他说这个未受割礼的非利士人他已经被打败了，他可能九尺九寸，但是我的神九尺十寸。
These are lessons that I must, and we all must learn.
这是一个我们每一个人必须要学的功课。
Fear not, keep your eyes on the God who is an awesome, great, all-powerful God.
不要害怕，把你的眼目注视在神，他是一个大而可畏的主。
And then he looks at his comrades and he says, hey guys, let's fight for our brothers. Let's fight for our sons.Let's fight for our daughters, for our wives, and for our children.
然后他尼希米就看着他的同伴们说，你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
You know, I look around at the world today, and I look at myself and my age, and I could just sit back and relax and put my feet up and do nothing.
如果我今天看一看这个世界，看看我的环境，看看我自己的年龄，我可能呢就干脆坐下来了，我什么都不能做。
But part of what keeps me in the battle is I've got to fight for somebody else, not just myself.
但是为什么我可以持续的征战呢？因为我不是只是为我自己征战，我还要为别人征战。
How many of you that are here tonight have kids that are somewhere in the building, not this room, but somewhere else?
在我们当中有谁？你们的孩子今天也在这里？不在这里，但是可能在。
I'd like to say to each of you that are parents, fight for your families.
Fight
for your children.
我要跟每一个做父母的说，你们要为你们的儿女征战。
I'd say to every husband here, fight for your wife.
我要对每一个做丈夫的说，你们要为你们的妻子征战。
Every wife, fight for your husband.
每一个妻子要为你们的丈夫征战。
You know, we're responsible for one another.
因为我们必须要彼此担当责任。
And God wants to give us that courage and that strength. Okay, you don't want to fight Gershom and Sam Ballard. You don't want to go risk your life for yourself. Go in that battle and fight. Don't go back home and quit. But rise up and build for the kingdom of God. And if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your family.
神今天要鼓励我们不要放弃，我们要起来征战。如果不是为着你要征战，要为其他的人征战，为你的儿女征战。
When Noah went out to build an ark, he built a big boat. The ark was big.
当神告诉挪亚要去建方舟的时候，他建了一个很大的方舟。
And he took a lot of years, a lot of time to build that, and he took a lot of ridicule. As soon as they realized what he was doing out there, then they came out. What are you doing? You floating your boat in the middle of no man's land? What are you doing?
所以挪亚呢，他建了这个方舟，花了很多的年日，而且受到许多的人嘲笑。当他们知道他在干什么的时候，就各样的讥笑他。
And Noah, that preacher of righteousness, is kept right on nailing, tarring, putting together, cutting the lumber, making the board, sticking it all together.
但是挪亚他这个义人呢，他就是继续的建造这个方舟啊。切木头，铺石漆，就这样子的建造。
That was a lot of work.
花了很大的功夫。
Every single day, work, work, and more work.
每一天有做不完的工作。
But you know the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 11 tells us why he did it.
你知道，他为什么做吗？希伯来书十一章告诉我们。
Oh yeah, God told him to do it. That's why he did it, and it was. Oh, in obedience and by faith, he built an ark.
是的，神告诉他，他就因信顺服而建造了这个方舟。
But it says there he built an ark for the saving of his family.
但是他建造了方舟，又为了要救他的家。
You're going to work and putting up with all that you're facing and the ridicule and everybody that's coming against you, and you're doing this for your family?
你为了你的家，你这样子花这么大的功夫来建造，接受受到别人各样的嘲笑吗？
You know, if my family or my brothers and my sisters and my comrades, you, and if we're all in this together, if we're that important to one another, then we will fight for one another.
是的，如果我们的弟兄、儿女、妻子、我们的同伴们很重要的话，我们会为此而征战。
When one member of the body suffers, the whole body suffers.
因为在基督的身体里面，一个肢体受苦，全身都受苦。
And so Nehemiah is encouraging these men of Judah and all the ones that are around him to keep on and don't stop. It's always too soon to quit.
所以尼希米就在这里，他鼓励他的同伴们要继续的征战，不要停止。现在放弃太快了。
And well, it goes. Verse 16, from that day on, half of the men did the work, the other half of the men were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves between all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand, and they held a weapon in the other hand. And each of the builders with his sword at his side as he worked, but the men who sounded the trumpet, they stayed with me.
从十六节到十八节，从那日起，我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪、拿盾牌、拿弓、穿铠甲。官长都站在犹大众人的后面，修城墙的、扛抬材料的，都一手做工，一手拿兵器。修造的人都腰间佩刀修造，吹角的人在我旁边。
And they worked, and they worked, and they built, and they built, and they faced opposition, but it didn't dissuade them.
所以他们就继续的建造，继续的建造。虽然有各样的攻击，各样的阻力，他们继续。
In the interest of time, I'm going to kind of skip over chapter 5.
因为时间的缘故，我会跳过第五章。
But in that chapter, there's internal problems that are going on.
在第五章，我们看见他们内部出的问题。
Some people don't have enough to eat, and so they borrow from some of their fellow laborers and.Then the fellow laborers charged them interest on what they've given them, and it wasn't a good situation.
所以，在第五章呢，我们看到他们内部出了问题，不是一个很好的情形。就是有的人呢，他们没有钱，他们就典当了他们的田地、他们的房产，而且那个
Nehemiah hears about what's going on, and he gets after them, and he says, "What you're doing is not right. This can't be."
而且呢，这些借钱的人呢，他们还收取利息，所以尼希米对他们说：“你们这样子做是不义的。”
Poor Nehemiah, he's got this going on. This now inside of his own, the congregation is now erupting.
那个尼希米真可怜，他有各样的问题，他需要解决。现在又有内部的问题要解决。
Okay, just verse 9. So I continued, "What you are doing is not right."Shouldn't you walk in the fear of the Lord to avoid the reproach of our Gentile enemies? I and my brothers and we didn't lend the people money and grain. Let them exact usury. Let it stop. Give back to them immediately their fields, their vineyards. Stop doing what you're doing. Live differently. Because Nehemiah said, I didn't do what they did.
所以呢，在第九节，尼希米就对他们说：“你们所行的不善。”你们行事不当敬畏我们的神吗？不然难免我们的仇敌外邦人要毁谤我们。我和我的弟兄和仆人也将银钱粮食借给百姓，我们都当免去利息。所以他叫他们要把利息都还给大家。
I didn't live the way they lived. I could have. It was expected because that's what all the people that were over anybody else would do. But I didn't do that, and I didn't do that out of reverence for God.Is what Nehemiah says.
所以尼希米在说，是的，别人都是这样子做的，但是我不是像别人那样做。为什么呢？因为我敬畏神。
So chapter 6.
第六章。
When word came to Sanballat, Tobiah, Gershom, and the Arab, and the rest of their enemies that I had rebuilt the wall, and there was not a gap was left in it, though up to that time I had not set the doors and the gates, Sanballat, Gershom sent me this message: Come, let's meet together.In one of the villages in the plain of Ono.
第六章第一节第二节，参巴拉亚多比亚阿拉伯人基善和我们其余的仇敌听见我已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处。那时我还没有安门扇，参巴拉和基善就打发人来见我说：“请你来，我们在阿挪平原的一个村庄相会。”他们却想害我。
Well, let's just talk a little bit. Let's have a discussion.
我们在这里多看一点。
Nehemiah, come on down from the wall. Stop working so hard. And can we just talk this out? Maybe we can reach a compromise. We can have a little peace treaty going on between us. Come on down from the wall and meet us at the plain of Ono.
所以呢，在这里，这些仇敌呢，就想要来跟尼希米谈说，我们来见见面吧。或许我们可以谈一谈，有签了一个和平条约。
Nehemiah said, they're scheming to harm me, so I sent messengers to them with this reply, I'm carrying out a great project, and I can't stop.
但是尼希米呢，他却差遣人对他们说，我现在办理大功，不能下去，焉能停工下去见你们呢？
Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you?
为什么我要停工下去见你们呢？
Four times they sent me the same message.
他们这样四次的打发人来见我，我都这样子的回答他们。
And four times I gave them the same answer.
连续四次我都同样的回答他们。
Four times they said, come down from that work and stop and meet us in Ono.
四次他们说你现在停工，你到阿诺平原的一个村庄来跟我们相会。
And four times I sent the message back and I said to them, oh no.
四次呢他同样的回答说我不会去。
I am doing a great work. I cannot stop.
我现在在办理大功，我不能停止。
You know, again, take a look at my life, your life.
再一次的，我们来回想你我的生活。
The enemy will come through the front door, he'll come through the back door, he'll come through the side door, he'll come coming up right through the ground.
仇敌呢，他会从前门来，从后门来，从边门来，甚至从地底下钻出来。
He seeks a way into your heart, into your mind, into your life. He tries to discourage, he tries to bring fear, he tries to bring opposition, and he'll even try to kill you.
仇敌呢，他想要来在我们的心里放下各样的负面的思想，他想要使我们沮丧，甚至害怕，甚至于他想要杀了我们。
And all through it, we like Nehemiah say, no, I'm not stopping. No matter what, I'm not stopping.
但是我们必须像尼希米一样的反应，我不会停止的。
Then the fifth verse, it says, then the fifth time Sanballat sent his aide to be with the same message. And in his hand was an unsealed letter. And he wrote this letter, and the letter was not true.
然后第五节他说参巴拉第五次打发仆人来见我的时候手里拿着一个未封的信，信上写的都是不实的话。
I'm not going to read what the letter said, it's just a few verses, you can look at it, but Nehemiah sends a reply and says, nothing like what you're saying is happening, you're just making this stuff up in your own heads.
所以呢这信上写的都是不实的话，尼希米就差遣人对他们说，你所说的这一切一概没有，是你心里捏造的。
They were all trying to frighten us, thinking that their hands are going to get too weak for the work and it's not going to be completed. But I prayed.
他们都要使我们惧怕，意思说他们的手臂软弱，以致工作不能成就。但是我祷告了。
And here's a prayer that you can pray too.
这也是我们可以的祷告。
Lord, strengthen my hands.
神啊，求你坚固我的手。
Oh Lord, strengthen my hands.
神啊，求你坚固我的手。
Paul the Apostle said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
像使徒保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都可做。
Paul, did you have any opposition?
保罗有没有遇见拦阻力呢？
Did anybody try to beat you up and threaten you?
有没有人想要威胁他，要击打他呢？
Paul could say, everybody tried to beat me up and threaten me, no matter where I went. They send posses out to try to arrest and kill me.
保罗说，我不管到哪里，我都会碰到阻力，碰到有人想要打我，想要杀我。
You know, he went to one city, I can't remember if it was Lystra or Iconium. He went to that city, and as he preached the gospel, they literally beat him up, dragged him out of the city, left him for dead.
保罗去了一个地方，他在那里传福音，他们把他打得半死，以为死了，把他拖到城外。
He gets out of that city, he goes on and finishes his missionary journey, and on his way back, goes back to that very city.
但是他没有死，他起来了，继续传福音，带他回城的时候，他又回到了那个城市。
But why are you going back? You want more?
保罗，你为什么还要回去？你打的被打的还不够吗
no, I'm just doing what he wants me to do. I have to finish the work that he gave me.
我不是在做我想要做的，我必须要完成神所托付我的使命。
In Acts chapter 20, he was standing on the shore saying goodbye to the Ephesian elders.
在使徒行传第二十章，他在那个岸边。在跟以弗所的长老话别。
And he's talking to the elders and he says, oh, they tell me the Spirit prophesies that bonds and afflictions wait for me wherever it is that I go.
在那里呢，他说，是的，有先知，他告诉我，不管我去哪里，我都会有锁链捆锁等着我。
But none of these things move me. I don't count my life dear unto myself. I just want to finish the work that he gave me to do.
但是这我都以不以这些事情为念，我也不以我的性命为念，我只要能够完成神所托付我的。
And I can finish the work that he gave me to do through the strength that he provides through Christ who strengthens me.
但是我可以借着神所赐给我的能力，在基督里所赐给我的能力，完成我的使命。
Later in the epistle to the Ephesians, he says to them, "Hey guys, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power."
后来在以弗所书，他就写着说，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Timothy was going to follow up the apostle Paul, and in writing 2 Timothy, Paul writes to him the first verse.2 Timothy chapter 1, he says, Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
那提摩太他跟着保罗的，保罗在写提摩太后书的时候，他说，我儿提摩太啊，你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
We sometimes try to find all the strength to finish the work that he's given us to do in our own selves. We try to muster it up, we try to curry it up.
有的时候呢，我们想要靠着我们自己的力量，我们硬挤出来一些力量来做神要我们做的事。
You're not going to find it in yourself.
但是你不可能找到真正的能力。
The Apostle Paul said, "It's when I own my weakness and recognize that I can't do anything without Him that I find that I'm really gaining strength."
所以保罗说，他真的是在他软弱的时候，他才能够找到神的能力。他说，我喜欢夸自己的软弱，让基督的能力覆庇我。
It's when I'm weak that I'm strong, that Christ's power may rest upon me. And then I can accomplish the work that he's committed to my trust through Christ, who is my strength.
所以我什么时候软弱呢？我就什么时候刚强，因为耶稣的能力覆庇我。
We read in...verse 15, same chapter 6.
第十五节
That they finished the wall.
第六章第十五节，他们完成了修墙的工作。
We finished the work.
城墙修完了。
Archippus, Colossians tells us, Paul says, tell Archippus that he needs to finish the work that God gave him to do.
在保罗在哥罗西书也说，我们要完成神所托付我们的工作。
I could name half of your, no, I couldn't name half of your names. I could name some of your names.
我认识你们其中某些人的名字。
And I would address you by name and say, you, take heed that you finish the work that God has entrusted to you.
所以我就想要跟你们说。某某人
and
你们要谨慎要小心要完成神所托付你们的工作
You finish the work that God's entrusted to you
你要完成神所托付你的工作 你要完成神所托付你的工作
And don't be afraid of the adversary, the enemy Finish the work And you can do it by the grace of God and the strength that he'll supply
不要害怕仇敌的攻击因为靠着那加给我力量的你可以做
And your workIs not his work, or her work, or my work. We've all got perhaps different work that he's called us to do.
你的工作不是他的工作，也不是他的工作，也不是我的工作。我们每一个人都被呼召去完成我们要做的。
But he has entrusted something to every one of us.
但是神有托给我们中间每一位要做的事。
Archippus, be sure that you finish the work.
所以我们必须要完成我们的工作。
That has been committed to your trust.
这是神所托付给你的。
You know, I'm going to get to the end of the road one of these days. You all, we all are.
总有一天，你我，我们都要到人生的结束。
And then we're going to stand before him.
然后我们就要站在主的面前。
And what am I going to say? Well, I did, you know, some of what you wanted me to do. I tried hard. I got scared and I stopped, but then I started. What excuses am I going to give?
所以到时候我们站在主面前的时候，我们有什么借口呢？我们说哦，我开始了，但是后来我就害怕了，我就停下来了吗？
I don't know what you want to hear on that day, but I would like to hear, "Well done."
我不知道你想听主对你说什么，但是我知道那一天，我希望我的主对我说，你做得好。
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
你这良善又忠心的仆人，你做得好。
Come on, let's go home and enter into the joy.
来吧，跟我一起回家，让我们一起欢喜快乐。
And it'll be worth it all.
到时候你就会觉得一切都很值得。
All the frustration.
所有我们所受到的沮丧。
All that I had to endure, or we have to endure in the wicked world, and the Sanballats and the Tobias of our day.
所以我们所有在这个在这个邪恶世界里面，我们所需要忍受的各样的攻击，各样的困难都值得了。
It will be worth it all. When?
一切都是值得的。
When we see. Who are we going to see? Jesus.
当我们看见耶稣的那一刻，一切都值得了。
Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ.
当我们看见耶稣的时候，这我们生命里面一切的试炼就显得这么的微小。
Here's the good part. Listen to this. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see, help me out, Christ.
当我们只要一瞥他的脸面，
one glimpse,
只要一瞥他的脸面，
of his dear face,
只要一瞥他的脸面，
It'll be worth it all.
所有一切我们所经历所忍受的都值得了。
Oh, I want to finish my race.
主啊，我要跑完我的路
程。 I want to finish the work.
我要完成我的工作。
I want to press the tape one day and hear, well done, you're good, you're faithful in your service.
我希望有一天我的主对我说，你是一个良善又忠心的仆人。
I gave you a little bit to do. I gave you one little talent, but you didn't dig a hole and hide it in the ground and go to sleep. But you used the one talent that I gave you, and you've gained something else from my kingdom. Come on, enter into the joy of the Lord.
你在小的事情上忠心，我就给了你一点点，我给你了一我给你的一千两银子，你并没有把它埋在地里，你为我的国又赚了一些，所以现在来享受我的快乐。
And the man that was given two talents, and the man that was given five, and that gained two others or five others, the very same exact commendation was given.
所以对那个得到两千两的，对那些得到五千两的，神给他们的奖赏和称赞都是一样的。
The requirement is faithfulness to the trust.That's left us.
神所要求我们的就是要忠心，对我们神所托付我们的忠心。
And to the work that He's allowed and privileged us to be co-laborers together with Him to accomplish.
那工作呢？那些神要我们做的，就是让我们可以跟他一起同工。
So in 52 days we built the wall, and when our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid of us. They lost their confidence.Because they realized that this work was not Nehemiah's work, and it wasn't his friend's work. This work was done by God, and to God be the glory.
城墙修完了，一共修了五十二天。我们一切仇敌四围的外邦人听见了，便惧怕，愁眉不展。这个时候，他们就没有信心了，因为他们看见这个工作的完成，不是尼希米，不是他的同伴，而是出乎我们的神。
I've often thought God hasn't done anything because of me. He's done some things in spite of me. That's hard to translate, huh?
我常常在想，神的工作不是因为神做可以做很多工作，不是因着我，而是没有我都可以做的。
So the Apostle Paul.Took up the battle, finished the race that was given to him in 2 Timothy. He said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course.
保罗在提摩太后书他说，我已经那美好的仗我已经打了，我已经打过了。
Our greatest example,
当跑的路我也跑尽了。
Our greatest example is not Nehemiah.
所以我们最好的我们最好的榜样不是尼希米。
In John chapter 4, we read about Jesus.
而在约翰福音第四章我们读到耶稣的故事。
Early on in his ministry, he said, my meat is to do the will of my Father who sent me and to finish his work.
因为在那里耶稣说我所要的就是能够完成我父所差遣我来做的工。
Reason why he went up to Galilee and then went back down to Jerusalem and then went through Samaria and wherever he went and whatever he did wasn't because Jesus felt like doing that. That was the work that his father had given him to do.
所以耶稣他一会到加利利，一会又到耶路撒冷，又到了撒玛利亚，这些不是因为都是他想做的，而是他要行完父所差遣他做的事。
And it led him through his whole life, and that's just the way he lived, doing the work that God wants me to do today and tomorrow.
他一生所走的路就是要做神所要他做的事。
And he faced the opposition, and he faced the discouragement, and his own friends didn't even know who he was after a while and denied that they ever knew Jesus.
那他做所有的事情，到后来连他的门徒都都否认他。
But that didn't stop Jesus.
但是这一切不管这样的反对的势力都没有使他停止。
And one day when he got real close to the time when he would go to the cross, he prayed.
有一天当他快要上十字架的时候他祷告说。
And he said, Father, if it's possible, could we please maybe something else, but not my will, but Lord, your will be done. I want to do the work that you want me to accomplish.
他说父啊如果可能叫这杯离开我但是不要照我的意思要照你的意思因为他来就是要行完父的旨意。
And there was no other way for Jesus to accomplish the will and the work of his father that his father had entrusted and given him to do.
因为没有另外一条路耶稣可以来完成父神所托他完成的事
Accepting that he would go to a cross.
他必须要上十字架
And we read that Jesus became obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
我们读到耶稣基督他存心顺服以至于死甚至于死在十字架上
It was worth it all, wasn't it?
但是这一切都值得的不是吗
He'll see the travail of his soul one day and be satisfied, we read.
因为有一天他看见他劳苦的功效就心满意足
He'll look down through the annals of time and he'll look to this very night here in SVCA and he'll see you and he'll see me
他如果今天在天上从天上看见来看到 SVCA 他看见你看见我
He'll see those of us who have taken up our cross to follow him
他看见我们中间我们一起我们背起我们的十字架来跟随他
who count ourselves worthy to suffer for his sake
因为我们看配我们配与他一同受苦为他受苦
who will be willing to face the opposition in our day and to rise up and to build
我们愿意面对我们所面对的困难而起来建造
and as Jesus neared the end of his life and they took him and put him on a cross
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
He looked up to his father and he says, Father, it's finished.
他仰面看他的父天父说
It's finished.
我成了
It's finished.
成了
What's finished?
成了什么
His life?
他的生命吗
Almost, but not quite yet.
他并不是说他的命完了
The work you gave me to do.
而是他完成了父神的工作
The job that you gave for me to accomplish
这神要他做成的工
It's finished
他说一切都成了
Done
成了
Jesus we thank you
主我们感谢你
That you are willing to finish the work
你愿意完成你的工作
We thank you that you were so desirous to accomplish the work that your father gave you to do.
我们感谢你，你这么乐意的去完成父神所要你完成的事。
We thank you for Nehemiah.
主，我们为尼希米来感谢你。
For his faith, for his prayer.
我们为他的信心，为他的祷告感谢你。
For his encouragement, for all that we've read tonight.
说我们所有所读到的，所被激励的。
Lord, our aspiration would be to be like Nehemiah, to be like Jesus.
主啊，我们盼望能够像尼希米，像主耶稣。
Lord, we want to complete the work that you've given for us to complete.
主啊，我们也要完成你所要我们完成的工作。
We want it to be completed in our own lives. We want you to displace us. We want you to be perfected in us. We want to be transformed into the image of Christ.
主啊，我们希望完成工作，也希望你做工在我们里面，来改变我们，使我们更像耶稣。
Lord, maybe this last night of these meetings, there's still somebody, there's a holdout someone in this room that would say, oh, but you don't know how rotten I am, how much rubbish I have, how dirty I am.
或许在今天，在最后一个晚上，我们其中还有人说，哦，你不知道，你不知道我生命里面有多少的污秽，有多少的困难。
I pray that they would hear, fear not, we have a great, awesome God who's able to deliver and save to the uttermost.
但是我希望这样子的人，这样子的弟兄姐妹，你会听见这个声音说，不要害怕，因为耶稣基督可以拯救我们。
Lord, maybe we've started and we've allowed you to work in us and change us and you've done some things in us.
或许我们已经开始了，我们让你做工在我们里面。
But maybe we've gotten discouraged.
但是后来我们沮丧了。
Maybe we realize that our temper always gets the better of us.
或许我们感觉我们的脾气永远要胜过我们。
We can't control our mouths. We can't control our thoughts.
我没有办法控制我的嘴唇，我没有办法控制我的思想。
Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
但是我们要说，主啊，我靠着那，我靠着那加给我力量的，我可以。
And when the enemies come in like a flood, the Holy Spirit of God raises up a standard against it.
当仇敌攻击我们像大水一样的时候，圣灵要把我们提起来。
And so, Lord, carry on your work to completion in every one of us until we shine with the glory of God.
主啊，我们求你开始了在我们中间的工作，你要在我们每一个人里面能够完成这个工作，让我们都可以起来为你发光。
And Lord, at the same time as the work is going on the inside to transform us into the image of Christ, so there's other work going on in and through our lives.
不但是我们里面，你在我们里面做工，而且在我们的生命里面也在做工。
You call some to be pastors, some to be teachers.Some to be apostles.
你呼召我们，有些人要做使徒，要做牧师，要做教师的。
You give skills of organization or musical ability or whatever ways that you entrust and then commission your people.
你也给我们恩赐，有的有治理的恩赐，有的有音乐的恩赐。你叫我们每一个人都有恩赐来服侍。
Let not one thing fail of what you have ordained.
主啊，让你所赐给我们的都不要失败。
We pray that we might take the call of God over our lives seriously.
主啊，让我们每一个人对你对我们生命里的呼召都很严肃的来对待。
And by your grace, may it be realized and accomplished in every one of us. We pray.
主啊，我们可以靠着你的恩典，我们来完成。
Lord, I thank you for this assembly.
主啊，我们为这个教会来感谢你。
I thank you for what you've done for SVCA and the help that you've given to them over the years.
主啊，我们感谢你在 SVCA 所做的工和这些年来对他们的帮助。
But you're not finished yet, Lord.
但是主啊，你还没有完成。
You want to revive again and renew again.
你还没有结束，你还要复兴，你还要重新更新。
You want to restore and you want to finish the work that you've begun.
你要恢复，而且你要完成在这里所开始的工。
So Lord, give to each one in this assembly the grace that they need to fulfill.
主啊，我求你在这里，你给这个教会每一个弟兄姐妹恩典去完成。
And then Lord, one day,
有一天
it will be worth it all.
我们知道这一切都值得。
One day, if we were able to hear from your lips,Good job, well done, good, faithful servant.
我们希望有一天我们可以亲口听你说
Keep us true, Lord Jesus, keep us true.
我们可以听你说你这又良善又忠心的仆人主啊帮助我们对你忠诚对你忠诚
Until the very end of our days.
直到我们日子结束
And we'll be careful to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise.
我们要把一切的颂赞荣耀都来归给你。
Because if anything's going to be done, it's going to be done by you.
因为我们如果做成了任何事情，都是因你而成的。
We thank you for it, Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你。
In your precious, precious name we pray.
我们奉你耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I wonder if we could pray a prayer together.It'll be on the screen. It's in our book. So, Jesus, I have promised to to serve you to the end.
我们有一个祷告，也是这首诗歌，主耶稣，我曾应许。
This prayer, it's an interesting story, at least to me. When it was first written and introduced to the church, they loved it so much that they sang it all the time.
有一个很有意思的故事，就是当这首诗歌刚刚出来的时候，
every meeting, they sang this song. They prayed this prayer.
众教会好喜欢这首诗歌，所以每一场聚会，每一个教会都在唱。
Until the leader of the state church, then in that area, they said, "Okay, we ban that song."
直到他们唱的实在是太厌倦了，所以他们那个在当地的这个教会的领袖，他们就
So for a certain amount of time, they weren't allowed to publicly together sing corporately, "Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end."
So 当时呢，他们就不可以在公共场合唱这首诗歌。
But you know, over the last 150, 200 years, it's wiggled its way back in.
但是经过了150年、200年，这首诗歌就慢慢的又回到神百姓的当中。
We don't sing it every meeting. We sing it once every 7 years.
我们不是每一堂聚会都唱，差不多每7年唱一次吧。
But it's really a wonderful prayer.
这实在是一个很好的祷告。
And it talks about the battle that we're in.
因为它讲到我们所面临的征战。
Talks about not fearing the conflict.
说在征战中不要惧怕。
We've risen up and we've enlisted into the army of the Lord, and now we've promised to serve you not till the going gets tough, but to serve you to the end.
因为我们已经蒙你征召，加入了主耶稣的。军队的行列，那我们就应许服侍他。
And the reason why we can do it is the reason why we can do it is because he'll be forever near us, our master and our friend.
我们为什么可以走到路中呢？因为他应许永远与我们同在，他是我们的主，也是我们最好的朋友。
So let's stand together and don't sing it, pray it.
让我们一起起立。我们不是只是唱，我们用这首诗歌来祷告。
Or do both.
又唱又祷告。
Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art but my 时候，我们都站在主的面前。
At this moment, we're all standing before the Lord.
我们虽然看不到他，但是我们却爱他。
Even though we can't see him, but we love him.
我们虽然如今不能看见，却因为信他，有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Though we do not see him, but yet because we believe in him, we have this unspeakable great joy.
就让我们在这位爱我们的主面前。
So before this Lord who loves us,
我们来与他立约。
We will make a covenant with him.
主啊，我愿意爱你，侍奉你一生。
Lord, I will love you and serve you all my life.
不管我多么的败坏，多么的软弱，多么的不可靠。
No matter how corrupt and how weak and untrustworthy I am.
但是就在这个时候，在现在。我把我自己奉献给你。
But at this moment, I offer up myself to you.
主啊，让我们每一个人都立定心志，要来侍奉我们的主。
So that every one of us resolve to serve our Lord.
我和我家都必侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
让我们和我们的弟兄们，我们所在的教会，我们一生要来荣耀神。
So that with our comrades, with our brothers at this church, we shall glorify God in our life.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
特别把我们众人都交在你的手中。
We commit everyone in your hands, Lord.
保守我们直到路终。
Keep us to the end.
我们也为着所有你的仆人，这两天在我们中间。所跟我们分享的，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for all of your servants who came to share messages with us this day.
保守祝福他们。
We pray that you will bless and keep them.
不仅仅让他们身心灵都健康，被你祝福，被你充满。
Not only that, they shall prosper body, soul, and spirit and be blessed.
他们的全家也都一起蒙福。
That their whole family will be blessed together.
你随着他们的脚踪来祝福人。
And through their footsteps, you will bless others.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.